Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Safe to Sleep is as simple as ABC. Babies should sleep alone on their backs in a crib.
Missouri Net News, I'm Jason Taylor. A committee led by Senator Claire McCaskill wants to help Americans save more money for retirement. Alisa Nelson reports.
Senator McCaskill says a U.S. Senate committee is reviewing ways to boost retirement savings. A study says a $7.7 trillion gap exists between what Americans have saved for retirement and how much they actually need.
One of the noteworthy goals of the BPC's report is to provide a savings option for all workers. One recommendation focuses on a national minimum coverage standard. Another recommendation, multiple employer plans.
The study also recommends increasing the retirement age to 69, enabling retirement rollovers so that employees do not cash out, and improving access to workplace retirement savings. It also says half of retirement sector workers are not enrolled in a retirement plan. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Democratic Governor Jay Nixon says GOP lawmakers should explain some of the bills they are trying to override. Republicans have veto-proof majorities in both the Missouri House and Senate.
If I'm overridden to rate, if they want to add to their statistics by jacking up fees on licenses, they ought to be accounted for it. And don't let them use as an excuse that they've got the numbers to do this stuff if it's bad policy. They ought to at least have to answer to the public as to why.
Veto session begins next Wednesday at noon in Jefferson City. During a meeting with reporters at his Capitol office, Nixon criticized several bills, including legislation that Nixon says would impose new penalties and fees on Medicaid recipients if they miss doctor appointments. And Kansas City police investigating a shooting near Research Medical Center late last night. Experts aren't calling for severe weather, but they're warning Missourians about possible flooding starting tonight. The remnants of Hurricane Newton are scheduled to meet up with a cold front to produce several rounds of heavy rain over large portions of the state. Meteorologist Charlie Kelly with the National Weather Service in St. Louis says the harshest weather will enter the state from southeast Kansas.
For heavy rainfall, it's going to be in the more of the southwest and southern Missouri initially, and then move it northeast with time.
Saturated soil in areas with recent heavy rainfall will be especially susceptible to flash flooding. Kelly says there will likely be accumulation of up to 4 inches in some portions of the state, notably in the St. Louis region. The Missouri Transportation Department is looking for public input on its Road to Tomorrow program. The agency is considering whether to invest in smart pavement, which would offer wireless services for mobile devices and next-generation autonomous vehicles. There would be fees attached to those services. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.